Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 15th of April, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19, 12 active cases, no one's in Nobles. The media briefing will be live after this update. 11 years in prison for sex offences against children. What is going on with the Peggy? And will it be back to business on Monday? It's lockdown 3, day 44.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, this is the update news headlines. Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, a 74-year-old man has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for serious sexual offences against children. John Edward Corrin appeared at a Court of General Jail delivery yesterday for sentencing. He had pleaded guilty at an earlier hearing to the attempted rape of two girls between the ages of 6 and 12 at the time. There have been no new cases of COVID-19 identified on the island for the fifth consecutive day. The number of active cases now stands at 12, with no one being treated in hospital with the virus. The Manx football season is being extended to make up for lost time during lockdown. The majority of clubs voted in favour of the extension, which means the season will now run until the 30th of June. Further afield, and Boris Johnson is insisting politicians should cooperate with the investigation he's ordered into lobbying to get to the bottom of the Green Sales scandal. Former PM David Cameron is being criticised for using his UK government contacts to try to secure funds for the struggling finance firm. And as more details are announced about Prince Philip's funeral in a couple of days, attention is turning to who will be there. The guest list hasn't been released yet, but we do know they won't be wearing military uniform for the private service at Windsor Castle. Those are your headlines. News in full after today's media briefing.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Rhiann. Everything's fine out in the North Irish Sea. No warnings from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Mountain roads clear as a bell tonight, and the Mananin is in harbour. A dry and sunny evening across the island. Light to moderate wind coming in from the east or southeast. Clear overnight. Minimum is close to zero. The likelihood of a widespread frost first thing tomorrow morning. Jehenia, Friday, dry, fine and sunny, with a light to moderate south-southeasterly. Daytime maximum 11, dry and clear after dark, down to 4 degrees into Saturday. Jasan, dry and bright then. The light to moderate south-southeasterly will bring some cloud later in the day, up to 11 Celsius. Light rain through the night into Sunday. Sunset tonight, 20 past 8. Low waters, 8:30. High water overnight at 28 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise 16 minutes past 6, and low water tomorrow at 4 minutes to 9.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
26 minutes before 6, I'll update just to remind you that the media briefing, tonight's COVID-19 media briefing, will be on live after update. There have been no new cases of COVID-19 for the fifth day in a row. All the detail from Amy Griffiths.
There are now 12 active cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man, and no one is being treated in hospital with the virus. It means the island is on track to see all its lockdown restrictions lifted from Monday, and businesses can continue to prepare to reopen. The vaccination rollout is also continuing, as more than 64,000 doses have now been administered. It's as the department says it has more capacity, and anyone over the age of 20 can now register to get a vaccine appointment booked. More than 48,000 of those vaccines are the first dose, with about 15,500 to the second jab. Nearly 3,000 appointments have been made for the next 7 days.
A man has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for serious sexual offences against children. The details from Ewan Gawen.
74-year-old John Edward Corran appeared at a Court of General Jail delivery yesterday for sentencing. He had pleaded guilty at an earlier hearing to the attempted rape of two girls and a number of indecent assaults. The girls were aged between the age of 6 and 12 at the time. Police say they've been working with the Attorney General's chambers and victim support to help the victims throughout the investigation and court process. In a statement from the constabulary, it says the Police Public Protection Unit works tirelessly to investigate sexual abuse and works with both adult and child victims of both recent and historic offending. If anyone is seeking advice or wants to talk to the team about sexual offences, they can contact them via police headquarters on 631212.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Tynwald fell silent for a minute this morning in honour of his late Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Before President Stephen Roden paid tribute, speaking of his many visits to the Isle of Man, from waving the flag at the 1949 TT races up to attending Tynwald Day in 2003, Mr. Roden spoke on behalf of the members and the island's people to offer condolences.
Honourable members, it was with great sadness that less than 1 week ago we learned of the passing of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh. In recent days, we have been reminded of the commitment to duty and public service to which his long life was devoted. Through the many sincere worldwide tributes which have been paid to His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh visited the Isle of Man on a number of occasions. In all these visits over the years, generations of Manx people have had the opportunity of giving the Duke of Edinburgh a true Manx welcome. Those of us who had the privilege of meeting him in person will recall his lively informality, a unique humour designed to break the ice, his interest in the island, and recollection of his various visits here. With these happy memories of His Royal Highness's times visiting these shores at this time of sorrow for the royal family, our thoughts and prayers are today with them. On behalf of Tynwald Court, I extend to Her Majesty our deepest condolences.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
22 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Manannan departed Heysham at 8 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She docked in Douglas just after 20 past 4 this afternoon. We'll be leaving at 8.45 tomorrow morning. Of course, because of the closure of the border, the Fastcraft season was delayed. HSC Manannan didn't recommence services on Thursday 25th, so she's currently providing cover for the Ben McCree's current period of overhaul till next month. The motorship Arrow is providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Not charging people to use two council-run car parks in the capital, Douglas, is thought to have cost the authority tens of thousands of pounds. The car parks were closed after tough new coronavirus measures were brought in by the government. Our local Democracy reporter Chris Cave has that story.
Shaw's Brow and the Bottleneck car parks in Douglas remained open after another lockdown was announced earlier this year. However, they were made free of charge. The decision was made to help out key workers who needed a parking space in the capital and to minimise any risk of infection through queuing up for and use of the paying machines. A number of people took to social media to criticise Douglas Borough Council for reintroducing the parking fees on Monday. However, Council leader David Christian said they were brought back in as COVID-19 restrictions began being eased and at a time when community spread of the virus was either at zero or near zero. When questioned in the council chamber this week, Mr. Christian confirmed the waiving of parking charges would likely cost the council between £30,000 and £32,000. He did, however, say that with most businesses closed as a result of the lockdown, it is possible that figure would have been lower. However, he said people needed to start paying for the facilities again to bring income in for important services and pointed out there didn't seem to be the same criticism of two government-run car parks in the capital neither of which suspended charges during the lockdown. He rounded off by saying it was his wish that the public were notified in advance of the charges being reintroduced, and he made his disappointment clear that that didn't happen.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. This is Update. I'm Andy Witt, and Flybe has come back to life. In March last year, after the UK government rejected a loan bid and Virgin and Stobart washed their hands of the carrier, after 41 years of operation, Flybe filed for admin. 6 months later, the US private equity firm Cyrus Capital, through the new venture Time Opco, bought Flybe's business and assets, including the brand, intellectual property, stock and equipment. The deal has now been completed, and Flybe plans to make its first flights in the summer, barring further COVID disruption. Flybe had been Europe's largest regional airline, with around 9 million passengers per year, a network at over 80 airports across the UK, Isle of Man and Europe, which accounted for more than 40% of domestic flights in the British Isles. Time Opco are planning to start off smaller than before, but hope to create airline industry jobs and restore regional connectivity. European farmers are gearing up for another challenging harvest. Travel restrictions and high numbers of coronavirus cases have stemmed the flow of seasonal workers, threatening labour supplies for the second year running. Harvesting fruit and vegetables has also become more expensive, since farmers need to equip pickers with protective gear and keep them socially distanced. Growers in France, who employ around 1 million seasonal workers a year, have been enlisting students and the unemployed to help bring in the harvest.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets rallied as investors digested a fresh round of corporate earnings and inflation figures. The dollar index edged higher in choppy trading. Oil was lower after futures jumped, and gold jumped as US Treasury yields retreated despite better than expected US economic data. In corporate news, GlaxoSmithKline was the top performer following a report that activist hedge fund Elliott Management had built a multi-billion pound stake in the pharmaceuticals company. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London at 5 o'clock. The FTSE 100 was up 0.6% at 6,983. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.33% at 15,255. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.75% at 33,979. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up almost a percent at 13,993. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up almost 0.9% at 4,159. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 37.8 cents, €1 15.1 cents, and 19 South African rand 52.9 cents. And in commodities, gold up 1.9% at $1,768 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.5% at $66.60.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
So, what's going on with the Peggy? And MHK will ask Tim Wool to put a realistic timeline in place for getting the Peggy back on public display in Castletown. The famous schooner was removed from the ancient capital of Man in January 2015. Arbury, Castletown and Maloo MHK Jason Morehouse says it's important. It's an important part of the island's heritage.
It's definitely important for local people, but I think it's important for the island because it's such an iconic thing. And I think actually having that great yacht in Douglas Bay recently, it's been kind of that recognition that 232 years ago when the Peg was actually out on the sea, it would be equally impressive. And I think in a way we've kind of forgotten what a significant item of nautical heritage we've got on the island. And when I'm bringing this motion, it's not about a local boat coming home, it's much more than that. It's actually, you know, a world-renowned boat that can come back to Castletown and become something that the whole island can benefit from.
any movement of such a big and iconic structure is going to cost money. Some people might argue that we're in the middle of a global pandemic and the island has obviously been financially hit because of COVID. Is now the right time to direct money into something of our heritage, but perhaps something that could stay hidden for the time being?
Most definitely now is the time. What we need to do is to invest. We need to make sure that the island's got attractive things for local people to go and see and visitors to actually go and see. And this is kind of one of them. At the moment, it's simply in storage. It's been looked after. It's been ready to go out and be exhibited. And, you know, we need to grab the opportunity. And hopefully, by kind of this careful timetable, that it will work this time. We'll get the answer that people really do want and are looking for.
Manx Radio Sport.
14 minutes before 6. Fastermeyer, Rhianne Evans.
Fastermeyer, good evening. Well, it was a tough opening day of the Austrian Open for Manx golfing star Tom Gandy. After a long stretch out of competition because of the pandemic, he finished the first round on 6 over par. It puts him tied in 120th place. But it's still early days and the Manx man will go again tomorrow. We'll provide you with updates on Gandy's progress throughout the week. Footballers on the island will get to make up for some lost time they had during lockdown because the 2020-2021 season is officially being extended. Recently, clubs and the Junior Football League were asked to vote on whether the Isle of Man football season should finish at a later date of the 30th of June. The suggestion has passed, but not unanimously. 7 clubs voted for the extension and 10 voted against. The Isle of Man FA is planning a return to football following today's government media briefing. The Isle of Man is looking in line to host its first ever Super Enduro-style biking event. Enduro pro racer Tom Knight is behind the idea, which is set to come to life thanks to the help of Onken Commissioners and Onken Raceway. The event is due to go ahead on the 4th of June at Onken Stadium. Doors open at 5:30pm with the final starting at 7pm. Plus, there will be a load of other live entertainment as well. More information on the classes that you'll be able to watch on the day can be found on this story at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield in swimming, and Duncan Scott was in ominous form on the opening day of the British Olympic selection trials, winning gold and setting a brand new British record in the 200 metres individual medley. The double Olympic silver medalist, who is pre-selected for the Tokyo Games, won in 1 minute 55.90 seconds, taking off 0.7 seconds from the previous GB record. Meanwhile, a senior member of the Japanese government says the Olympics could still be cancelled if the coronavirus pandemic means they can't be hosted safely. The event is supposed to be getting underway in just 99 days now, but will not have any spectators from overseas. Over 70% of people surveyed in Tokyo by the Kyogo News Agency think the game should be delayed again or cancelled.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Good evening, it's 12 minutes before 6. Just a quick reminder, the COVID-19 media briefing will be on live after update tonight. From Ronald's Way, the 10-5 patient transfer Logan airplane to Liverpool left some 18 minutes late at 8 minutes past 5, returning this evening at 20-7. Everything's fine on the mountain road tonight. Elsewhere, main road in Santon's got 24-hour four-way lights for bus stop work, and also on the new Castle Town Road, 24-hour three-way lights for construction of a new pedestrian crossing. Quarterbridge Road closes tonight 6 till 6 for resurfacing between Peel Road and Tramode Road. In Castle Town, look out at Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street for drainage works. Westall Avenue service station in Castle Town. There's some closures there for construction of new properties and highway work. Silverburn Bridge, public right-of-way 423 is closed for safety for pedestrian and vehicles between the junction with the B41 Grenaby Road and the junction with the Ballymoda Road, the A3. The track's badly eroding. Paul Rose Bridge is closed through till at least February of next year. Look out also in Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road. Parking suspension also South Prom in Ramsey for the new RNLI lifeboat station, and Stanley Mount East for the restoration of the Queen's Pier.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with Quayside.
an Onca man who tried to break into a business before burgling another, just weeks later, has returned to prison to serve the rest of a jail term for an armed robbery. 41-year-old Michael Daniel Bergquist of Belgravia Road appeared before magistrates at Douglas Courthouse via a live link from the jail in Jerby. He'd pleaded guilty to attempted burglary. Prosecutor Rebecca Cubbon withdrew a second burglary charge. He used a fire extinguisher to smash his way into the IQ Apple premium reseller shop in Prospect Hill in Douglas in the early hours of the 6th of December, but left empty-handed.
Between the 23rd and 27th of December, he broke into the Automan car dealership on Elmtree Road in Onchan, stealing four iPads, an iPhone and a laptop. Prosecution advocate Rebecca Cubbon told the hearing Bergquist had been recalled to prison to serve the rest of a sentence imposed for armed robbery. In 2015, he used a hammer to threaten staff at RHS Jewellers in Douglas before making off with £25,000 worth of jewellery. He's due to remain in jail until December 2023. Bergquist was remanded in custody and is next due to appear in court on the 13th of May.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
After almost 50 years at Great Meadow in Castletown, the Southern Agricultural Show is on the move. Orisdale Farm in Ballasalla is set to be its new home, with this year's show due to be held on the 31st of August, 31st of July and the 1st of August. Here's show secretary Sarah Comish.
The show has been at Great Meadow. That's the longest time it's been at any location in its history. Unfortunately, over the past few years, we've struggled to get car parking capacity simply because we've had more people attending the show, more people using vehicles. It's really because we've run the show without the car parking capacity. So we had to make a very difficult decision this year to move to a location with a little bit more space. So it will be incredibly sad to move. I have grown up with it as the location there. So it is sad. However, the show has been increasing in popularity for a long time. I think a lot of agricultural shows have. It's a little bit of a cultural shift that we've got these days where people are much more interested in what can be produced locally, which is fantastic. So, yes, we're hoping that we can expand the show a little bit more and offer people a little bit more in the new showground.
You kind of hit on what my next question was, actually, is how is the move going to impact the show? Is it going to change it in any way?
We hope to retain our friendly atmosphere. however, we do feel like we will possibly have a little bit more space where we can expand what's on offer at the show. With the new show plans, we've got designated areas for the different aspects of showings that will be there. So that's cattle, sheep, horses, heavy horses. All of those sections will have their own designated areas. And we hope to be able to put on even more entertainment in the main ring for people as well.
Businesses on the Isle of Man are preparing to reopen on Monday. There will be the media briefing after this update, and we keep our fingers crossed. With many businesses having been closed for more than 6 weeks, the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce Chief Exec Rebecca George says businesses are looking forward.
Generally, the feeling that I've seen from local businesses is that they feel quite confident to open without restrictions. For many businesses, having PPE restrictions within their business is really difficult. So the feeling that I've seen is that majority of businesses are preferred the fact that we waited an extra week or so to make sure that we could get fully out of this lockdown and just reopen as we did with the previous lockdown, just so that we can continue through as normal without restrictions.
And we know some businesses were concerned that perhaps there wasn't clear advice around the date for the lifting of lockdown.
Yeah.
The Chief Minister has now said, plan as if it will all be lifted on Monday and a final announcement will be made later this week. How important is it to have that guidance?
Really, really important. And that was something we were working on only yesterday and the day before. It became very apparent that many of these businesses, you know, like especially the lifestyle businesses, the hair and beauty nail salon, they need time to prepare to reopen. It's not a case of just literally you simply unlocking the door, especially if restrictions were going to be made legal. You know, they need to prepare. So that announcement that yes, obviously, pending no major changes in the next few days, that businesses can fully open their doors was so important. And I'm really pleased that that announcement did come yesterday rather than waiting until Thursday, when really technically that only gives businesses one working day to get themselves prepared. So that news seems to have been taken very well. And I know that there is subsequent guidance being released to assist those businesses that maybe do want to put precautions in place, that more than welcome to. It's a business decision. Government want to be able to step away. It's a business decision whether they put in restrictions and precautions within their business. And some guidance will be released on that as well, just to assist them if they want to do that.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed. And just hold your horses. The media briefing that was supposed to be at 6 o'clock tonight, we think may possibly be delayed. So just stay tuned to Manx Radio. And of course, you can check it out on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. There will also be a blog for the hard of hearing. But let's keep our fingers crossed. The media briefing will be on shortly, if not at 6 o'clock tonight. That's it for Update, by the way. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rhiann Evans, producer Alex Wottam. And remember, all the stories you've heard on this update and many, many more Manx news stories and podcasts and interviews and the web's biggest source of Manx videos are at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And hello to our podcast audience. Listening anywhere in the world and at any time of day or night, you're more than welcome. I'm Andy Witt and there'll be another update tomorrow night at 5:30. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. W-I-N-T